Today's Between Master and Disciple will be presented in Thai and English with subtitle in English, Arabic, Aloxese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Czech, and Slovak.
ราชอาณาจักรไทยเป็นที่รู้จักกันในนามของดินแดนแห่งความเสรีตั้งอยู่ใจกลางของเอเชียตะวันออกเฉียงใต้ทำให้เป็นประตูเปิดสู่อินโดจีนพม่าและภาคใต้ของประเทศจีนได้รับการอวยพรโดยพระเจ้าประเทศไทยเป็นประเทศที่เต็มไปด้วยธรรมชาติน่าพิศวงและลี้ลับแบ่งออกเป็น4ภูมิภาคประเทศไทยมีเสน่ห์และดึงดูดผู้คนทั่วโลก
ประเทศไทยมีสถานที่พิเศษที่ติดตรึงใจของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ซึ่งท่านได้เขียนไว้ในบทกวีเมื่อท่านยังเยาว์วัยที่มีชื่อว่าที่พระบรมมหาราชวังของไทยในสยามซึ่งเป็นพระราชวังที่เลื่องชื่อลือนามของไทยในสมัยก่อนบทกวีนี้มาจากหนังสือรวบรวมบทกวีที่ชื่อว่าความฝันของผีเสื้อและสามารถเพลิดเพลินกับบทเพลงจากวิดีโอคอนเสิร์ตการเดินทางผ่านอาณาจักรอันสุนทรีซึ่งให้ทำนองเพลงโดยแพมดวยผู้เรียบเรียงทำนองเพลงชื่อดังของอาหลัก
แบ่งปันความเมตตากรุณาสำหรับคนไทยดังที่มีในพระราชวงศ์ของเขาในอดีตความรักของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่แผ่ขยายด้วยการทำงานเพื่อมนุษยชาติของท่านและเห็นประจักษ์ผ่านการสอนทางด้านจิตวิญญาณบอกแจ้งสัจธรรมของท่านตอนแรกที่คนไทยได้เรียนรู้ถึงความเมตตากรุณาของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ที่แผ่ไปกว้างไกลเขาได้เชิญท่านเพื่อมาแบ่งปันความรู้และปัญญาของท่านเกี่ยวกับการรู้แจ้งและอาณาจักรของพระเจ้าหลายครั้ง
การเดินทางทั่วโลกครั้งแรกของท่านในปีพุทธศักราช2536มีผู้เข้าร่วมนับพันคนและในเมืองไทยก็เช่นกันที่ท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้ใช้โอกาสและความสุขร่วมกับสมาชิกสมาคมครั้งหนึ่งที่เป็นโอกาสสำคัญก็คือการจัดชานนานาชาติในปีพุทธศักราช2542ถึง2543เพื่อต้อนรับโลกใหม่ที่จะมีความสุขที่สุดและยุคทองของศตวรรษที่21
ในปีพุทธศักราช2549หลังจากที่ท่านได้รับรางวัลสันติภาพเกาซีในกรุงมะนิลาฟิลิปปินส์ท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้รับเชิญมาที่เมืองไทยอีกครั้งสวดภาวนาเพื่อสันติภาพของโลกกับสมาชิกสมาคมของเราสมาชิกของเราจาก24ประเทศหลายหมื่นคนมารวมกันในงานชุมนุมที่ร่าเริงเพื่อสนับสนุนสันติภาพของโลกผ่านการภาวนาและนั่งสมาธิ
เราขอเชิญคุณมาฟังการบรรยายต่อไปนี้ของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่กับสมาชิกสมาคมของเราในกรุงเทพประเทศไทยวันที่27ธันวาคมปีพุทธศักราช2542ในหัวข้อความว่างเปล่าของการดำรงอยู
When you say inner master, that means someone who has also outer appearance of physical existence. Understand? And to see this inner master, sometimes you can see him or her through affinity without even ever met him or her. Yeah? And then you only know that he or she is the inner master when you met the physical one. Exactly the same. And then you say, ah, I have seen your inner manifestation body. Yeah? In order to see this inner manifestation body, you meditate well. Yeah? And get into that level. The master is everywhere, from the physical to the astral and to the intellectual and to the creative region and to the emptiness region and then to the fifth dimension of the master's home and then above and above and above. So it depends on your level. You will meet the inner master in that different level, even though the master is forever, endless existence, everywhere and anywhere. Okay? That's yeah. Inner master.
So basically just keep meditating.
Yes. Just meditate more. Yeah. But look here, you don't have to pray for all this stuff. Just meditate and one day the master visits you. Yeah? It says that when the disciple is ready, the master appears. It goes for inner as well.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
When I used to meditate before, I've had wonderful experiences and I feel really good and great. I really have no questions, but when I meditate now, I don't remember anything. But when I come back, I feel really good inside.
You feel good or not?
Yes, I feel really great inside.
But you have forgotten.
I've forgotten everything.
What you have seen?
Yes.
Okay. That's not bad. Hmm? That means you have improved.
Right.
You have gone a little higher than the mind, so that the mind don't remember.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes you do remember, yeah? Sometimes the mind is not capable to record all that for you.
Okay.
But you feel better and better?
Yes,
all
I
the
do,
time.
Yes.
That means you progress.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We have to let go of even all the visions, yeah? In order to be selfless, to be egoless, yeah? One by one, we get rid of all these levels of subtle ego in order to be one with that.
I understand.
That is all things. To be one with all things, you have to lose yourself. Therefore, you don't have anyone to sit there and see the vision, unless when really necessary. Okay? Yeah. But that's not it. That's not it. You know, continue.
Eso quiere decir que las vibraciones que nosotros sentimos cuando estamos meditando en un momento llegan a ser tan altas que nuestro cerebro es incapaz de interpretarlas porque para mi manera de pensar la vibración al ser interpretada por el cerebro.
What she means to say is that when she's meditating, the brain cannot give like the explanation to what she's seeing.
Mm-hmm. In the visions.
In the visions.
Okay. Yes. Even though we are all equal, yeah? Some of our brains individually are not the same. Yes? That's why, for example, some people learn quickly, some people learn slowly. Yeah? And so, same goes with the spiritual memories. Yeah? Sometimes a brain is capable to extend and to a little further into spiritual realm in order to record the vision and bring it back. Some brains are not able. But that doesn't mean you don't have vision. Anyone who are initiated into this Kuan Yin method has light, has sound. That's why sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night or your husband kicks you, you suddenly wake up in the room full of light. And it lasts for a minute or so, and then you know you've been somewhere. But you didn't know that. And if you were not awakened by your husband or son or whatever noise at that time, you would not know that you were in the light. Understand? Yes? Okay? And sometimes you wake up, it's not only in the light, but you wake up feeling the vibration of the Kuan Yin is still there, as if you have descended from somewhere, or sometimes you feel you're dropped, you know, quickly, yes, and jerk you awake like that. This is the inner vision and the inner experiences that the mind could not always record it for you. Hmm? Or the mind did record, but then when you wake up, you're busy, okay? You don't think about spiritual thing anymore. You have to do 1,000 things in the house and see 1,000 people outside the house and your business and your kids and your husband, your mother, your mother-in-law, blah, blah, blah. Everybody demand your attention that you cannot even have time to enjoy what is recorded. Okay? Just like you have a CD in the house, but you don't have time to play, then you cannot hear the songs. Right? But nevertheless, if you see your life always improving, your love more expanded, your happiness is always, you know, greater and greater every day, that is spiritual fruit, okay? Then you know for sure that every night you travel with the master into a higher dimension, whether you remember or not. Or else, how does your personality change? How does your love grow like that? How does your wisdom even expand day by day, right? Okay.
Does that mean, if you're a bit absent-minded and forgetful like I am, does it take you longer to learn the meditation? If you're a bit scatterbrained or a bit forgetful like I, it takes me longer to learn because I'm a bit scatterbrained.
Mm-hmm. The times when you see is the time your brain, your attention is awake. That's when you see it. And the time you don't see, it means you are deep in sleep or samadhi, and when you come back, you don't remember. So even if you see now and again, know for sure that you see every day. Okay? Even sometimes during sleep. Most of the time you see vision and you go into higher dimension with the master during sleep, as I have just mentioned. Because during the day, even though you try to meditate, you sleep half of the time, or two-thirds of it, or you think another one-third about every other things except the master or God or the holy names. And that's why even during meditations, many of us do not think they see the light, even though the light came, because your attention is not 100% concentrated. Yeah? But then during the night when you sleep, your mind, your active brain is restful. And then the master can help you quicker. Yeah? Okay.
I have another question related to the brain. I'm a university student. Is it possible that all the information that I gather in my studies interferes with spiritual practice?
And sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. It's too much to develop of the intellectual power. Sometimes take a toy on spiritual development. But that doesn't mean you cannot go, okay? You will have more benefit in the night when you sleep, more than when you meditate. Yes. But I have told you many times, the sure sign of spiritual progress is that your life changed every day. You experience miracle, yeah? You experience help in time of trouble, yeah? In time of emergency, you feel somebody's there. Somebody actually see the master is there. Somebody feels the master is there. Nevertheless, the master is there. Or your life always changed for better and better and better. Yeah, you're more loving, more tolerant, more wiser, yeah? More understanding. That's a sure sign of spiritual progress. That's a sure sign that you see the light somewhere in the sleep. Or when you are in samadhi, when you come back, you forget. Hmm? After all, if you see the light in heaven, you go see the Father in heaven, and you come back still a lousy person, who wants that? See? So even if we forget the vision, but we have changed for a better life, that is the benefit. Huh? That's what we want. Yeah, we become a saint while living. Yeah, while stay alive, we can be a saintly person. So that's good.
Master, do you believe in unicorns? And if you could tell me, which level do they belong to?
Unicorns? Oh, unicorn. They belong to animal level.
On the spiritual level, though, I mean, because they are not in this dimension. This is what I'm referring to.
Well, some people did see them.
Yes.
Just rare.
Yes.
Some people did see them. Well, they belong to spiritual animal kingdom. Level. Mm-hmm. When you go to heaven, you see dogs, cats, and all that as well. So perhaps they're together somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. Thank you.
You like unicorn?
Yes, I do very much.
Too bad. Did you see him?
I'm not quite sure. I think so.
You think so? Well, why don't you ask him? Okay. It's very like God. Okay.
ขอบคุณที่อยู่รับชมกับเราในวันนี้ในรายการระหว่างอาจารย์กับลูกศิษย์ที่นี่ในรายการโทรทัศน์ Supreme Master รายการต่อไปเป็นรายการการดำเนินชีวิตอย่างสุขภาพดีต่อจากข่าวสารที่น่าสนใจเราขอให้ท่านเปี่ยมด้วยสติปัญญาและความรัก
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television Healthy Living is up next right after Noteworthy News May your life be guided by wisdom and love.